KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. When I first came to Hollywood to be a writer, and it's really none of your business when exactly that was, what I discovered was that every other writer I met seemed to be working on something, seemed to have some angle, some in with someone important. Everyone I met seemed to be one or two steps away from greatness. His assistant is a good friend of a friend of mine, they'd say, or I walked her dog, she's cool, or my friend knows the new person who handles their development in real estate. And really, this isn't so bad. I mean, this is often the way things get done, way projects get launched and scripts get read. But there is also another kind of relationship writers get sucked into. When they're young and desperate, or even old and desperate, they often find themselves talking to one of the zillions of production companies. And is it clear that I'm using air quotes when I say production companies? That are all over the place. I mean, go to any dentist or dermatologist's office and walk along the hallways. There are always mysterious office doors, dusty and untouched, with names on them like Sedona Productions or All Seasons Media or Valley View Pictures. And it's never really clear what's going on inside there. There are three basic categories to these places, a wise old writer once explained to a bunch of us years ago. If they're on a studio lot, that's good. If they're in a real building on Wilshire and Beverly Hills, that's okay. But if they're anywhere else, be very, very careful. But it's hard when you're starting out to be very, very careful. And so a lot of writers get caught up in a lot of low-rent relationships, a $1 option on a script by a producer with some access to Serbian money who wants a rewrite for free, say, or a producer who keeps wanting to meet at a Starbucks and wants to know what other projects you have because, you know, it's all about the slate of films we're going to make together. How do you know you're really in business? The wise old writer asked us. When someone calls you for your social security number, because that means that someone is about to write a check and someone is preparing a W-9. Anything less than that, anything less means you're getting jerked around. Even a promise, even a handshake, maybe especially a promise and a handshake. Unless they want your social, you're still out of luck. Now, why is it always about money with you writers? A studio executive once asked me after I finished talking for several minutes about money. Because money means they're serious. Look, if you're a writer, you just spent months, maybe years, writing something. You're already serious. But when someone starts to give you money, that means that they're serious too, which means now there are two people on the team, and that's a lot less lonely. I mean, money to a writer means companionship. It means company. When they give you money for something you've written, or if you're really lucky, something you've just promised to write, the world is suddenly a lot less lonely, and the solitary job of writing is not so solitary. It's more social, which is why when they call and ask, "What's your social?" it's hard not to get emotional. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll take the float. For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot.